Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Of course, he's talking about you, Kristen Otten. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good. Super awesome. So you were the first one to call back within 10 minutes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you up to right now?
I just walked into work. I'm so nervous.
Oh, it's okay.
Calm down. Take a deep breath. Tell us what you do for a living.
I'm a technical writer for an oil field company.
Oh. Technical writer for oil field company?
That yes, sounds like that. Safety plans for
safety
barges and vessels and stuff.
Yeah, oh, so you got an important job.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it, and it's her.
You're in charge of safety.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen. Do you have any kids, husband? What's going on in the world with you?
I do. I'm married, and I have three daughters.
Ooh, wow. Three girls.
Three girls. What are their names?
Emilia, Alyssa, and Annalise.
Aww. Aww.
Very pretty.
Pretty names.
Sound like pretty
Thank
names.
You.
Your husband's got a lot of estrogen to deal with in that house.
Yeah. Yes. Even the dog is a girl. He's
I bet your husband's cool. Does he know how to do, like, French braids and stuff yet?
No.
I don't even know how to do that.
They leave it all to mom.
Learn how to make a braid or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been trying to learn on YouTube so far unsuccessfully. Yeah.
You got time. Bro. Yeah. You got time.
All right, Kelly, will you tell Kristen how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Yeah, I'm sure you know, but for legal reasons, we're going to put you in the bank vault, and the banker's going to start yelling out dollar amounts. And you have to yell stop before the door closes. And the last dollar amount you hear will be the one you win. Now, if it goes all the way up to $1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if that door closes, you get nothing. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Good Southern girl up there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Big Guy, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling real good, huh?
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I'm feeling good. I think the banker, after a great week, he would not kick off the weekend going the other direction. So okay. I feel good.
All right. Again, Kristen, he doesn't know.
I know nothing.
The amount for this turn. So go with your gut. Let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank. $100, $130, $250, $290, $360, $440. $600.
Stop.
Oh!
All right.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't blame you on that stop right there, Kristen.
It's not a bad morning.
He's going way too slow.
Yeah,
nerve-wracking.
Sometimes that banker's tricky, though.
That's not a bad morning.
I think I would have stopped there, too. You got $600. What are you going to do with that money, Kristen?
I am going to splurge on my kids.
Yeah, that's a good mom right there.
$200 per kid.
Are they into the Shopkins, those things?
No, they're really not. They're more into, like, the iPod, iPad. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't get the Shopkins, but my daughter loves them. Still don't get them. All right, Kristen, just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gotten, okay? You got your $600. Don't worry about losing it. This is just for fun.
Whoa! Kristen, well done!
Good job!
Well done.
Good job, girl. You knew something I didn't know.
You were 1 second away from the door closing on you. That is well
that
played.
That womanly instinct with all those women in the house.
Well, she's in charge of safety. She knows. She knows when things are getting dangerous.
Well done.
Kristen, you enjoy your $600. Splurge on your little girls and have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend, too.
All right. Yeah. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. I think Justin's still back there filling in for Elena. Yeah. If you call the show, you're talking to part-time Justin.
I don't want to jinx this, but we haven't had it closed this week, have we?
We have not, and we will be playing again, Big Al. So.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Al.
Way to go.
We've had a perfect week.
Yeah. So far.
So far.
Yeah, we'll play again. Yep. Play again in about 45 minutes.
All right.
And a quick question for the teachers. What do you need each week for the next month? We already did it last week, so we're going to do it again on Monday. We're going to give you a prize pack, including Pilot G2 pens, Friction Clicker erasable ink pens, and a $1,000 Visa gift card, so you could get your classroom all set up, just in case you need some stuff. And if you want to enter, just go to KidNation.com. Tell us in 100 words or less how you would spend that $1,000, teachers, in your classroom to inspire the next generation of overachievers. And who knows, we may be calling you on Monday, letting you know that you're $1,000 richer, just like that.
How about that?
It's back to school with Pilot Penn and the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And speaking of school, who wants to hear a teacher test?
I do.
Kelly?
I don't know how I feel about
that. Come on,
that.
Team player, Kelly.
I don't know.
Remember, you're positive.
You don't have to put up with you. I do.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Alan says you're positive. You got to keep it positive, Teacher Raspberry.
He hasn't taught you, brats.
A brand new episode of The Teacher Test is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry has always dreamed of being a teacher, but can she handle the stress and chaos of today's public school? We put Kelly to the test in today's episode of The Teacher Test.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school.
Okay, class, I hope you're ready for career day.
Yes,
today we're all going to go around the room and give a presentation on what you want to be when you grow up. Yes, JC.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Mrs. Raspberry?
Oh, that is so cute, and it's Ms. Raspberry, but I will answer. I wanted to be a teacher, so I could help prepare the minds of our future generations to critically think and lead with integrity for our great country. I'm doing just that right now, and I'm very happy with my choice.
Well, look at that, Miss Raspberry. You could have been married, but you set your love life aside for us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No. Hold up, sweet pea. I see other teachers out there with their honeys all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, Miss Ellis, she married to that dude that play basketball.
Oh, okay, Al.
And, what's his name, Mr. Romstead? He got himself a good-looking shorty as a wife, and his breath is always kicking.
Okay, Al.
Oh, and that PE teacher, I think her name is Miss Lackey. Mm-hmm. She got herself a younger man for a husband, and she like old as Methuselah.
Yeah, her boobies look like a soccer balls that you left outside in the rain and ended up with no air in them.
Right. And she even got a man, and she probably the greatest teacher of all time. All the kids love her way more than you.
Yeah.
All right, that is enough, boys.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Okay. All right, class, let's begin. Okay, JC, we'll start with you. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Okay, Mrs. Raspberry. When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut and fly to the moon and fight all the aliens like they do in a Star Wars with the lightsabers. And then we can all live on the moon and build houses. But first, I need to go through astronaut training to learn how to use the Force. It would be so cool.
Did you know you're an alien, JC?
What?
Yeah, I hear my dad always talking to my mom about you, and my dad is super smart, so he knows.
Well, but I'm not green. The only green thing I have is my boogers.
And that card you be carrying around.
JC, I think you could be a model, because you're beautiful.
All right, Justin. Okay, what? That was very interesting, JC. So who's next? Big Al, you've been sort of quiet this morning.
Well, that's because I've been over here counting out my $1,000 that I just won on the Kid Craddock Morning Show Beat the Bank contest. And I sure did beat that bank, man. I play every day, twice a day at 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
Wow.
Well, if you know it's $1,000, then why are you counting it?
Well, that's a very good question, my gingery, buttery biscuit. I want to be a pimp when I grow up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm counting out how much I'm going to pay you for your work, Miss Asbury. I'm going to put you in a nice, tight dress to accentuate your curves and thighs and drop you off at the corner of Happy and Wealthy, right there across from Walgreens on Happy and Healthy, like on the commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, like that fourth grade teacher in Atlanta, Miss Brown, I'm the one that told her to buy that dress.
All right, no, Big Al. Why did I even ask you? Okay, I don't even know what is with you and this fantasy you have with me, but you are getting an F.
That's not even fair. I pour my heart out for the homies and try to help you, and you treat me like that?
Big Al, just stop talking. All right, Jenna, it's your turn.
Okay. I want to be a princess when I grow up.
OMG, Jenna, you can't just be a princess. You have to be born one or married into it.
Hush, you peasant. I'm going to be a princess, and I'm going to live in a beautiful castle on a cloud and ride a unicorn named Sprinkle.
Ooh.
I'll have the most beautiful hair and the prettiest dresses and all the monies in the kingdom. Justin, you can make my dresses. JC, you can be my knight.
Yes.
And Big Al?
Yeah?
What?
I was just saying, hey, Big Al.
That's cold.
Well, that's a nice dream, Jenna. Merry rich girl. I guess that leaves you, Justin.
Okay, Mrs. Raspberry.
Ms.
I want to be a potato.
What?
A potato?
Explain that, Justin.
I want to be a big, beautiful potato and sprout my roots deep down into the rich soil and be at one with Mother Nature. Once I have found my peace and unity, I hope a farmer firmly grasps me and pulls me from the earth and I end up in a delicious fast food restaurant like Raising Cane's and turned into a crispy golden french fry dipped into cool glistening ketchup and be eaten by a fat female celebrity like Kathy Bates or Rosie O'Donnell or Jenna Owens.
Oh, damn.
10 million years in the dungeon, Justin, you dumb potato. You're such a freak. Jenna, why are you going to come at me like that? Because it says that the squid is...
All right, girls, you're not fighting. Girls, stop fighting.
I'm a boy.
All right, Justin, I know you're a boy, and I know I just wasn't following anything you said. Look, you are all America's future, and all I have to look forward to is a Jedi, a pimp, a princess, and a potato, Justin? Really, a potato? Y'all are not getting recess today. You're going to sit in here in silence. I want you to think about your futures, and I want you all to redo that assignment. Ms. And be quiet. My soap opera's on.
Let's get ready for school today. All right, Kid Nation, maybe the teacher test got you feeling all good.
Mm-hmm.
You got something going on this weekend that's going to make us feel good. We want to hear about it. Call us up, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Kelly had to step out for a second.
Gosh, I did terrible at pinch-hitting in that moment. Sorry.
You good? Jenna, you got a feel-good Friday for
us? I do. You guys, I am so excited because I just purchased a life-size dead Victorian woman and a skeleton dog for my front yard for Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be like me. You get it? It's going to be like dead me and Max.
It does kind of look like Jenna.
Well, let's feel good Friday.
Halloween edition.
Yeah.
Wow. What is yours, Kid Nation? It could be Halloween themed.
Maybe.
Maybe you bought a house.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a little baby coming.
Whatever.
And you don't know what they're going to be because you did a snowflake adoption. Doesn't matter. We want to hear about it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
Of course we want to feel good on a Friday, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, please.
It's the weekend, baby.
It's time for Feel Good Friday. This is where you call us, Kid Nation, or you text us, letting us know those cool things going on this week and maybe something you're looking forward to doing next week.
Uh-huh.
I have a really cool Feel Good Friday.
Come on.
Yesterday, I went to visit my buddy Dylan at the hospital. He was getting chemo.
Yeah.
But he and his mom live a couple hours away, and they take in animals that people find, and they rehab them back to health and let them go.
Wow.
Very cool.
And so he's like, hey, man, my mom actually has a bobcat and a squirrel, so she'll bring them out. We went outside the hospital where he was getting his chemo treatment, and I got to play with a squirrel, and she told me, Teresa goes, hey, if you want to foster a squirrel, I can make that happen for you.
You didn't get to play with a bobcat?
No, what? I was scared of the bobcat. He had the bobcat eyes, so I looked at him from the inside of the kennel.
Yeah.
But I am going to become a foster daddy to a squirrel here in the near future. And that makes me feel good.
How's Kinsey feel about that?
I haven't told her yet, so hey, babe, we're going to have a squirrel coming.
Yeah, guess who's coming
sometime soon.
Get him his squirrel shot.
Yeah. No, they're fine. They're good. A couple from the text. My brand new 65-inch Android 4K TV will be delivered today just in time to watch some Texas Tech football.
Yeah. Oh.
That's from Tracy.
Texas Tech.
Wow.
Yes, wreck
them. Hello, I'm Alan.
Wreck them.
That's Alan, yeah.
Guns
right?
Up. Guns up.
Guns up. Guns up. Say, or do I say wreck them?
Either Both. Way.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
Either way.
Congratulations,
Guns up and
Tracy.
Wreck them is the same school?
Yeah.
Kelly, you need to learn that. This is your boy from school.
Get your guns up.
I thought it was just wreck them. I didn't know it was guns up.
Yeah, you got to put the guns up.
And wreck them?
Either way, or both. Wreck them,
Tech. Do you do the guns up while you say wreck them?
Sure.
I'm not an alumni.
Yeah, we don't go there, but I've seen them doing it.
They do both.
Yeah, they do it. Yippee! My mother-in-law is leaving today.
Don't say the name.
You guys, she's
don't
been.
Don't do it.
I won't. She's been visiting since May.
Oh my gosh!
Since May?
That's a long stay.
Oh my! Yeah, I'm gonna come visit for like a week.
Oh, that's what happens.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't mind when my mother-in-law does that. I love when she stays.
Uh-huh. Free babysitter.
Yeah, free babysitter.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's kick it off with Allie. Hi, Allie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's yours?
My feel-good Friday is I got accepted to go to Canine Companion School. I'm going to be getting a service dog.
Yay!
Oh, nice. Wow.
Congratulations.
Are you a veteran?
Yes, I am. I served 18 years in the Army, and I got hurt my second tour of duty while I was in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, and congratulations on getting your doggy.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been on the wait list for a year and a half now, so this is a blessing in disguise.
Wow. Well, Allie, when you get that puppy, you send us a picture of you and your new dog. Thank you for calling on Feel Good Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. That's so cool. We might see Brittany this weekend. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Go ahead with Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
Well, we get to go to the LSU football game this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
She's young for
go
you guys.
Tigers.
I heard a rumor Blake Shelton might be there.
Yeah.
Kelly.
That'll be exciting.
Kelly. I know, right?
We're starting that rumor.
I know.
Yeah, make sure you tweet Blake Shelton and let him know that, hey, we're expecting you at the LSU game.
No.
Al doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
All right, Brittany. Well, hopefully we'll see you there. We'll be tailgating with a bunch of dudes.
What do you say for the LSUs?
Go Tigers.
Yeah. Just go Tigers?
It's not like LSU. A claw.
LSUs.
Go Tigers.
It's go. G-E-A-U-X.
So it's go. Yeah. Do you do like a tiger claw or something? Like
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking.
No. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know all the hand signals for the mascots.
Yeah.
I think it's just go Tigers.
Yeah.
Or who that for the Saints?
I always remember gators for some reason.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you remember that one. Yeah.
And they go chomp, chomp, like
with
that.
The arm.
No. With the whole arm.
Oh, the
Florida State Seminoles, they do the tomahawk.
That's what they do for the Atlanta Braves, isn't it?
Well, we're not talking about the Atlanta Braves. Oh. We're talking about the Florida State Seminoles.
They're not exclusive. Not exclusive movement.
Yeah. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, how's it going?
Come on.
It's going
good.
Great.
Why
what's up with you?
I'm going to dinner with Carolyn Craddock.
Oh. How'd you do that?
That silent auction from the Kids charity event.
How nice.
Oh, look at
and
that.
That's happening this weekend.
It's happening tonight.
Tonight.
Oh. Where's she taking you?
I think it's Mike's Steakhouse.
Right. Okay. Yeah, odds are you will end up at Big Al's bar singing karaoke. So.
All right. Can't wait.
That would be awesome.
Can't wait to have you.
Cassandra, thank you for going to the Kids party. New Kids on the Block party that we had.
Yeah,
I
have my dinner that I auctioned off next Friday.
I don't know when my dinner is. I would like to know, though. I would like
Maybe
to
they'll go without you.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll go without me. I want to go with you.
I just want the free food.
Yeah, Michael won it. I got to go with Michael. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi.
So what's up? Why you feel good this Friday?
Well, today is my first school's pep rally, uh-huh. And I'm actually the mascot. So this is my first, real thing I'm going to go to as a mascot, so I'm really excited.
Cool! What's the mascot?
I'm a husky. He's so cute. Everyone wants, and it feels good because everyone wants to go up to you, and they're always smiling and asking to take pictures and hug you.
Very cool.
You're like a celebrity
that
when you have
that. That is awesome. Good for you.
And also, I get to talk to you guys, so it's pretty cool.
Aww. Did you practice your dance moves, Elizabeth?
Yes, okay. And I have a partner to do it with because there's two. There's a boy and a girl. He's Blizzard, and I'm Blizzette, and so we have a little dance routine that we're going to do.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Blizzard have somebody video it and send us a clip, okay?
I will. thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Have a good weekend.
Go Huskies, Elizabeth.
How
thank
fun
you.
Is
Bye.
That?
Bye.
Because nobody sees you. You can be as crazy as you want.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's great.
Blizzard and Blizzette. Love it.
Yeah. Elizabeth, props.
She was so nice.
All right. We're going to have some
excited.
Naughty Girl Weekend. Jessica, what's going on?
Uh-oh. Hey.
Okay, so we are celebrating my future sister-in-law with her bachelorette party tomorrow night.
Yay!
So what are you guys doing? Yeah.
We are going to dinner, getting a hotel. We are probably going to Pete's Piano Bar and maybe your bar at Big Al.
I'll be there tomorrow night. I hope to see you.
Okay.
All right.
We'll come look for you.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Are you going to have those straws and the hats and the necklaces that Kelly hates so much?
More than likely.
Yay. Yeah. Let's just be real.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
You have to.
You don't have to.
Jessica, you wear them proud. You have to. That's what you do right there.
The little veil with all the little accoutrements.
Picture standing in front of your mother-in-law wearing that.
Well, it's your mother-in-law's not there.
And your husband.
She's busy drinking out of the straw. She's not looking at you.
I just don't like that.
Oh, you know what time it is? Ooh, it's time to possibly win $1,000.
Yeah.
I love when your voice cracks.
I'm still going through puberty, Jenna. I don't know if you've noticed.
Possibly.
Yeah. It's one of my beard doesn't grow in all the way. But round two of Beat the Bank, where you can win up to $1,000, is happening next. We'll call out those three names. Stay tuned.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to announce some names.
Yes.
For round two of Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, Kristen won $600. That's the max she had. How much are you going to win right now? Let's see if your name's going to be called.
We have three names we're going to call out right now. One of them is yours. You have 10 minutes to call us back. Here we go. Kristen Ackerett, Dion Boyette, and Megan Dirksweiler. Yes, Megan Dirksweiler, Dion Boyette, and Kristen Ackerett. How about that?
Big Al Mack with the Dirksweiler call out right there.
You were not scared.
The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-ID.
But wait a minute, little kids. If none of these people call back, then we're going to just open it up.
Yeah.
And you might be able to win.
So there's still a chance, even if you've been procrastinating and haven't signed up at KidNation.com.
Go to KidNation.com and sign up.
Yeah. Well, we'll play again all next week, too.
Yeah.
So maybe on Facebook you may have seen a picture of a football player on his knees holding a crown in front of another kid from the school, right?
Yeah.
And you probably thought, okay, he's just presenting him with a crown. If you didn't read the story, this is what actually took place.
Finally tonight, America Strong, the high school homecoming king, abdicating his throne. You're David Wright.
Two high school seniors, best friends since fifth grade.
My favorite quarterback right here.
Both of them candidates for homecoming king.
Go!
Max Aiken is the star quarterback for the high school team, the Panthers. Kale Norwood is the popular team manager. He can't play. He has cerebral palsy. When the time comes to crown the homecoming king, the crown goes to the quarterback. But the new king abdicates, crowning KL instead.
It was absolutely horrific.
I think it should have gone to the person who positively uplifts the school and everybody around him the most, and that person's KO for sure.
It takes a great quarterback to know when to pass and a receiver to bring it home.
We salute both of them. That's high school royalty.
Oh, the announcer got choked up.
I get choked up because
I've seen this already. Yeah. I can't help it.
You see so much bullying going on in school, and you hear the stories of football players doing wrong things, and then you finally get a story of a football player who's extremely popular and talented doing something like this.
So cool
for his friend, and he didn't have to do
it's
this.
The greatest story ever, right here.
So we posted this on Facebook yesterday, and lo and behold, Max writes a comment on there.
Really?
Max Aiken himself, number two on the field.
Lo and behold.
Lo and behold, Kelly.
Number two on the field, number one in your hearts.
Oh,
and
sunshine.
He looks like sunshine. He's on the phone right now with us right now.
Like sunshine.
He looks like sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Max is on the phone.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah,
hi. We can hear you. What's up, Max?
Gosh. I've gotten Sunshine, Tarzan, Triple H, you know.
Triple H, the wrestler.
No, it's Sunshine, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then we also have, by the way.
Sunshine.
We also have your good buddy KL on the phone with us right now. Hi, KL.
My man KL. What's good, brother?
What's up, KL?
KL, we got to come up with a good nickname for you.
What's your nickname, KL?
It's the king now.
Yeah, right?
Ooh.
The king. KL, the king.
can dig that, KL.
KL had a funny tweet. He put, Max told me to wear my sunglasses to school so I could avoid the paparazzi.
Did you really did either of you expect it to get this much attention? I'm sure maybe in your hometown, but not nationally.
I didn't expect to get that much attention.
What's the neatest thing that has happened besides getting the crown, KL?
Just walking around school, having a smile on my face.
I think you did that anyway before, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Max, did you know you were going to do this as this was happening, or was it something that just...
Spontaneous?
Well, as soon as I heard the nominees, I knew that in the back of my head, if I had won, that this was definitely what I was going to do, because KL's just that person that, you know, he definitely deserved it from the get-go. But I guess I just had the honor to acknowledge the fact that he did deserve it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, and how did you guys become friends?
That's what we've been trying to think about. We've been trying to recall since 7th, 5th grade. But I think it's just been, we've always seen each other in the hallways, and KL walked up to me. He's like, "What's up, my man? My name's KL." And I'm like, "What's up, bro?" We've just been pretty close.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. And KL, you go to all the football games to watch your buddy?
Yes, ma'am.
You're the equipment manager.
Yeah, he's a team manager.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
So what are you guys, after high school, you're going to go to college? Are you going to maybe go to the same college, you think? Or
they're tied together for life now, Al, obviously.
That'd be pretty cool, I think.
Do what?
I said, that'd be pretty cool, I think. I guess we'll have to see.
Wait and see.
Yeah.
All right.
Max, are you looking to play football in college at the next level?
Yes, sir. I'm looking to get a scholarship in either football or cheerleading because I cheer also, but...
What do you
hopefully all this will help me out a little bit.
Oh, do you happen to play a musical instrument? You know, JC is forming a band.
$10 guitar.
I can play the triangle pretty mean.
Hey, you're in, Max. You're in too, KL, if
and
you want
KL
to come play.
And KL, too. KL, do you play anything?
I used to play the tuba.
Well, you practice.
Me too. I played the tuba.
Every band needs a tuba.
We definitely do need a tuba, for sure.
For sure.
I don't know. I've seen KL playing the bongos in the locker room.
Oh.
And what did your coach say anything when you went back into the locker room, because it was during halftime? Did he know what was happening?
I don't think he knew. Everybody was kind of, I guess it was kind of just awkward, the whole halftime presentation as a whole, because nobody knew where to walk or anything like that. But once everybody found out, it kind of just blew up. It was weird.
Yeah. Has Ellen called yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ellen's pretty much my favorite person on the entire planet.
Oh, really?
So when are you going to L.A.?
Oh, gosh. I don't know about if they say so. I will definitely go.
Oh, she'll have you on there. I'm sure she'll have you.
Oh, yeah. You and KL, you down to go to L.A. to see Ellen?
Yes, ma'am.
Because, you know, the thing is, you go on Ellen, you get stuff.
Yeah. Response he's had.
Yeah, you get stuff on Ellen.
Well, Max and KL, you got to finish off the season strong. They are playing. You guys are undefeated right now. They're playing against Rowlett tonight. Good luck in that game, you guys.
And, thank you, sir.
And I would love to come to your next home game and play catch.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we already set that up.
You did?
Yeah, we set it up on Facebook.
Really?
Oh. Max and I already
have. Awesome.
You want to come, Al?
Yeah.
Okay, so Al and I will come to one of your home games, okay?
All right, we're
going to
hold you to that.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. You guys need to watch Al run his 40 first.
No, we
have a video. It's not good.
Oh, hey, I could probably beat him.
That's KL is
trash
in the challenge.
Get him, KL.
KL's a trash talker.
Yes.
You're my boy, man, but you know what? I'll smoke you on the track. Come on now.
Yeah, right. Well, right, both of you, thank you for being outstanding young men and continue to do what you're doing, okay,
absolutely.
You guys?
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, brother.
Just both of you tell your mamas thank you.
For raising me right.
Because you are both so polite, and I love to hear a young
man
with manners. So you tell your mama, good job.
Thank you so much. We'll
yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all take it easy. Good luck tonight, man.
Go Panthers. Throw a couple touchdowns for us, Max. How cool are they?
Great kids,
so
man.
So great.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Beat the bank. 18-hour trip. One thing I forgot. Babysitter for Curtis. I'm afraid not.
Uh-oh.
Beat the bank.
How do you forget about your dog?
Al, if my dog wasn't throwing up
Oh my God.
Literally everywhere...
Well, here's the thing.
I'll take Curtis.
I just knew I had it already, so I sent Corey a message late last night. Hey, pick up Curtis for me. He's got a key to my apartment. And drop him off, and I'll have this other lady that babysat him last time. She said, anytime, we love him, blah, blah, blah. So it just didn't work out. He's out of town. I didn't know.
Let's meet our contestant, Al. Oh, man. All right. Dion, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
You were the first one to call back, which means you get to play Beat the Bank. Are you already at work?
No, I'm on the road.
Okay, you're on the road. Okay.
Probably because Al mispronounced everybody else's name so poorly. Dion's the only one that said that sort of sounds like my name.
Yeah, I think that's me. All right, Dion, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Your only job is to yell stop as loud as you can. That's how much money you will win. The limit is $1,000. That's as high as it's going to get. Now, you still have to yell stop even then. If you don't and it closes, you win nothing.
Oh, okay? We don't want that to happen because this week we've not had anybody get shut out.
No.
Everybody's won this week, Dion. We want you to keep it a clean streak on the first week.
Not to jinx it, though. How are you feeling?
I think it's going.
Okay.
I think it's going. I don't know anything, Dion, but I feel great.
All right, Dion. You got to get to work, but we want you to get to work a little bit richer. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$120. $130. $140. $240. $250. $380. $460. $550. $590.
Stop.
Oh! Oh!
That's freaking me out, too.
$590 for you, Dion.
Ready to go, Dion. What are you going to do with that cash, girl?
Oh, I'm going on a cruise in December. So.
There you go.
Nice. Awesome. You know what that means?
What?
No doors slamming shut on anybody for the first week of Beat the Bank.
Ready to go.
There you go.
Ready to go.
Solid week.
Ready to go, Kid Nation.
Just for fun, Dion, we're going to see how high it would have gotten, okay? You got 590.
Okay.
620. 740.
Oh, this guy. Was Al correct?
800.
Oh.
That. Good for you, girl.
Hey, you got it.
There you go, Dion.
Congratulations, Dion.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
No, thank you. Have fun at work. Have a great weekend. $590 go to you. Hold on for us. We'll play again on Monday. Same time. Sign up at KidNation.com. We'll call out three names.
There you go.
And we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next with Kelly Raspberry.
Yep, a very big celebrity finally made his Instagram public. Ooh. I'll tell you who in the Showbiz Top 5.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, you guys, we got to get to the new music out today.
Okay.
Because there's some good jams coming out.
Some good jams.
Yeah. I want to give props to music, though, because they used to come out with music on Tuesdays, which was not good for me.
No. I liked appointment. You know, like, what do you call that? Like that, you know it's coming every Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just kind of like, oh, there's a new song out today?
Yeah, a lot of people drop them, but Friday has now turned into the release date.
And I like that because then it gives me, like, a weekend playlist.
Exactly.
Well, you get paid on Friday, so it's a good time to buy some music.
Yeah, I guess they were doing it on Tuesday before because there was nothing to get excited about on Tuesdays.
Yeah, now Tuesdays are boring. No,
Taco Tuesdays.
Oh,
so
that.
Taco Tuesday took over, I think. But we have some new music out. Our boy Usher. He's got a song called No Limit.
Make it say,
he's back at it again.
Got that masterpiece. No limit, baby. Give you that black card. No limit. Just know when you're always somebody like me, there's no limit, baby.
Caroline, is this your favorite song?
This is my jam.
Yeah. It's a jam.
Yeah.
You don't know how big of an Usher fan I am.
Oh, he's awesome. I love me some Usher. Oh,
that's Caroline calling the credit card companies asking for No Limit.
No Limit.
He also has a song out with Future called Rivals.
Without you, I feel uneven. Make every day our love season. Baby girl, you know you're my rider. That should be enough reason. Call you baby, that's only your title. Cause I don't need no more rivals.
You gotta give me that.
I'll put that on the Bible.
You gotta give me that.
You're the only thing that I.
Give me that.
Usher still doing it. Both those songs
love it, yeah.
Are awesome.
They're great.
Mac Miller, allegedly Ariana Grande's boyfriend. Don't ask her. She gets angry if you ask her. But he's got a couple songs out, including this one with CeeLo called We.
I say we sound better than you or me. Baby, you could be my... Ooh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, baby, you could be my...
That's a bedroom jam if I've ever heard it.
Yep. He's playing this for
Caroline Craddock, you are not jamming in your bedroom.
I'm not, but if I did, this, that would be on the
end of discussion.
Now, we're going to have a talk after this, young lady.
Sorry.
You're in your bedroom. You don't even have a bedroom.
Right. I sleep here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we say, we don't tell you to go to your bedroom, you go to the living room.
Yeah.
Where everyone can see you.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And he also has this one with Ariana Grande called My Favorite Part.
Me, I got you covered. I'm gonna be your lover. You might be the one.
I missed it.
If it's only tonight, hey. We don't need a worry. We ain't in a hurry. Rushing in the
Mac Miller singing?
It's very Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
I like it. He's come a long way. I literally saw him at a frat party at University of Oklahoma.
You did?
Yeah, back in the day.
Was he all tatted up then, or he was still pretty?
Yeah, no, he was.
He was tatted up then.
Yeah, but he was like a rapper. like a rapper.
And he still is, isn't that what?
Yeah, but like now he's a singer, too.
Singer and
like,
rapper.
Hey, Drake did it.
Yeah, Drake did it. So Usher and Mac Miller got, we're 4 for 4 with those songs.
Yeah,
we're all good. But Caroline's got new music, and also we could call this music that makes you cooler.
Yeah, I think this song may get on the radio at some point. Her name's Anne Marie. She's a British artist.
Yeah.
She has this new song called Alarm, and I love it.
The alarm ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his ex, what did you expect? Now you're lying here, knowing where he goes. Now he got that itch, yeah. Karma is a bitch, yeah. Same way that they come, that's the way they go.
Yeah. You like it?
I love this.
It's good, right?
Where'd you find her? Just internet?
Yeah, the internet, the interwebs.
Caroline's always back there jamming to new music. I'm like, man.
She gets it from a daddy.
Yeah.
She gets it from a daddy.
It's so great to just get lost in the music internet sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's great.
From like one recommendation to another.
Yeah.
Well, that kid used to always come in and say, oh, I found new music. I'm like, who'd you find it from? Caroline.
Yeah.
I'm actually the OG of the music.
Oh,
it's okay.
Wow.
Little known secret there, Big Al Matt.
Yeah,
know
that. Damn.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
So that's Anne Marie.
Anne Marie, yeah.
We'll put all these songs up at KidNation.com so you can find them easy if you want to purchase them.
Okay.
But while we have you in here, Caroline, we did the bit. If it weren't for my boyfriend or a girlfriend doing blank, we'd still be together.
Yeah.
We got a lot of response from those calls, especially from one of those calls that we ended up taking at the very last
moment.
James,
right?
Yeah, I think it was James, and this is how the call goes, to remind you.
If my ex hadn't slept with my parents, we'd still be together.
Oh, my God!
With both of us?
Yep.
At the same time?
Oh.
At the same time?
Yep.
So we went to break right after that. And like you, Kid Nation, we also had questions.
Questions. We needed a full commercial break to interview this guy.
A lot of these questions you can't ask on Family Friendly Radio.
Right. We wanted to make sure that we could air it because, you know, we didn't know what he was going to say or what took place. So we talked to him. We talked to James during the break.
This is a trip.
And we got the deets on what happened.
Straight up trip.
How did you discover this?
She decided to tell me. We were together for 2 years, and we hadn't had done laundry in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I asked her, tonight can we do some laundry? And she was like, well, and she tried to tell me thinking everything would be okay.
Hmm? Oh, my God. How
like,
did that come up?
Nonchalantly told me, like, hey, I'm going to pick up a piece of pizza. By the way, I also did laundry with parents.
So how did that come about?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, how did they, who hit on who, how did that develop?
Apparently that's what my parents are into, that kind of stuff, and I don't mind. I mean, that's their life. They're adults. They can do what they want.
Not with your girlfriend, though.
Yeah. I guess they talked her into trying it out, and that happened.
Oh my.
Do you still talk to your parents after that?
I do. I mean, they're my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you're still constantly picturing that happening.
No, I try not to. I put it in the vault and I threw it down the flight of stairs.
James,
that's where it should stay.
That's a Hall of Fame wow.
So was that a buy on the spot when she told you?
No, actually, I thought she was joking. I thought we pranked each other a lot. I thought she was joking, and then the joke never came. Like, her smile never turned around. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you can't keep dating that girl, because then she'd be like, that's not how your dad used to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we have a friend in the studio. We already started chatting because he's funny.
Yes.
His name's Theo Vaughn. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. I'm just happy to be here, I think, man.
You think? Hopefully we'll change that answer.
Just life.
Well, I know.
So you got a stand-up special. It's doing pretty well on Netflix.
Yeah, we got a Netflix special called No Offense, man. It's good. It's a satire. It's just like a lot of just stories and weird thoughts, dating, whatever. And now I'm just working a lot of new stuff, man. A lot of stories from home now.
I feel like I've grown up with you because I saw you on Road Rules on MTV.
Yeah.
You're both babies.
I
was a Road Rules cast member.
That's right.
If you remember that, it's an MTV show where kids were like traveling around playing games from 99 to 2004.
And you truly were a baby.
So I had a good time.
I mean, really looking back.
I mean, I was a tall baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big life-changing experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a blast, man. I mean, I'd never been to another country. I'd never been, very far. So it was nice. You know, it changed my life in a lot of ways, just some unique experiences.
Do you think you still would have gotten to where you are today as a stand-up comedian without having done a reality show?
Oh, yeah. I don't think one behooved the other at all. I don't think, I think if anything, it hurt it probably.
It made
it tougher. Because you got on stage and people didn't want you to do well.
Good use of the word behoove.
We don't behoove a lot.
Y'all don't behoove in here, huh?
Y'all behooving up in here?
We limit our behoovements.
Yeah, we more.
Man, dude, very limited behoovements here.
We barely behave.
You're from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, man. I'm from Covington, actually, Louisiana, which is a small town.
Big Al and I are going there right after the show.
That's what I was hearing on the way in from the, you got a beautiful crew of producers and stuff outside that were discussing. That's what I heard. What are you guys looking forward to?
Everything.
The appearance fee.
That's a good one.
No.
She's winning.
No.
Okay.
The beautiful people of Baton
Rouge. I love Louisiana.
The beautiful people.
We're going to be in Denham Springs.
Oh, wow. Place just flooded out. My in-laws lost their, my brother-in-law's wife lost his home or whatever.
Oh sorry to hear that.
Do you buy him another one?
I told him I'd put in on it.
Yeah, I got five on it.
Are you black?
I'll put a bathroom in.
That's what black people do. I put in on it. I got five on
it. Yeah, I get a sink.
Yeah.
I get the sink.
All right.
Somebody, they get a fridge. We need a fridge.
So how'd you go about getting into comedy? Did you move to L.A. right away when you were done with all the MTV stuff, or did you take a break?
No, I just had it in my head. I mean, my father was 70 years old when I was born. My dad was a very old man. So
that's interesting to me because I'm dating a young lady that happens to be
30.
A little younger than me.
Yeah.
And I'm a little older than her.
And
double.
Men can produce children till they are on their deathbed.
Yeah, they can produce them, but it doesn't end very well.
Raise them.
Do you have a young mom?
My mother now is 30. No, she was 32.
She was 32
when I was born, so 38-year difference.
Wow, you're daddy.
What kind of relationship do you have with your dad when he's like 70? By the time you're 10, he's 80.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't end well.
No?
I'll start there.
How long did he make it?
So, I don't know if you know how the life cycle works.
Yeah.
I had three siblings, so we had four children overall. And it was just weird because my dad didn't have any money. Like, I could understand a woman making love to an older man who has, is affluent.
Yeah.
You know?
But she just couldn't find
anybody. Who's going to make love to an old man who has no money four times?
Was he sexy as hell, though? Come on, you know.
I don't know. I was his son, for one.
So you could look at him and say, that was a sexy man.
He was pretty cavalier, I think.
Yeah, okay. Cavalier. Very charming.
Southern gentleman.
Yeah, so anyway, so he died. That's how it ends, guys. I don't want to spoiler alert.
How old were you?
16, so he died when I was 16.
Oh, gosh, he lived a good long life.
He was 86.
Yeah, he was 86. Well, he was good friends, actually, with Harry Connick Jr. Their fathers were really good friends.
Really? What was the cause of death? Did y'all do autopsies?
He just died, man. They got him. You know who got him? The devil. Probably. Good. Devil of the Lord, man.
That voodoo stuff's
popular, I've never read the report, but the devil of the Lord got him.
The devil of the Lord.
Got him.
So did that kind of start your sense of humor? Then joking about your father? I mean, I know that's morbid, but kind of trying to make jokes at that age about your father passing away?
100%. Yeah, I just had this kind of odd, dark sense of humor where anything was game to joke about. And so that's what a lot of, like, no offense, it's pretty dark humor in there, but it's charming dark humor, the Netflix special.
So are you still friends with Harry Connick Jr., or did you guys ever not
run into him. I'd love to tell him the story, but, I mean, yeah, his father and my father were close, but by the time I was able to, like, you know, I got into Hollywood and all of that, my dad was long gone.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I mean, I just remember my dad would tell me stories about his father. And my dad knew the weirdest people. I mean, my dad was born in 1910, you know,
wow.
So it was like
that. Wow.
Just bizarre, you know, yeah. But it was interesting, though. It was also super cool. You know, and I would have never been telling jokes. And now, like, you know, doing humor and telling jokes just is, I mean, I just feel like it's a gift and I just love having it. And I think just the new material I'm doing right now is so cool. And just, like, so inspired by, like, my life and my background. And it's so positive. Like, it has such a positive message that I'm loving it, man.
Are your siblings
really
funny, too?
I got a sister that's kind of like an exotic dancer, but she's recovering.
She's kind of?
Yeah. I got another sister married this fella, and they're real just rednecks. They live right by the interstate, like, as close as you can legally get. In a house, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's a busy night out there, they can just leave. It's just like a breeze all night.
I always wondered who lived in those houses.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, as close as you can leave. I mean, you're not even.
What
you're like,
when
they
the
shouldn't
ball goes
be
over.
There when you're driving by.
Yeah.
And if a ball goes into the street, it's going to be. That'll be a doozy. It'll be a long afternoon.
Now, when you find out your sister's an exotic dancer, do you find out or do your friends call you and say, hey, your sister's doing this?
You know, that was a weird thing. And the strangest part was. Is that she, the only place they had where you could learn to dance in our area with the ceilings was real low in it because they had some zoning issues. So you had, all the dancers had to, like, once you got on stage, you were below, you had to, so you had to, like.
So they started twerking. Yeah. That's what twerking started.
You had to twerk, yeah, because the ceiling was low. You couldn't stand up.
You're squatting the whole time.
Oh, so you drop it like it's hot just by getting up there. Yeah. It's already been dropped.
So she's great on the ground.
I mean, I don't know.
Have
she's got to be, though.
Have you tipped her?
Oh, no,
like
the
table
no,
dancer.
No. I mean, I'll give her some money at Christmas, you know. But I do it the old-fashioned way in an envelope. She probably don't even see it coming.
Do you do it all in ones just for fun?
Yeah, sometimes we would.
Fold them long ways.
But that's the weird thing about my family. With having that old dad, it made anything was okay to joke about, you know. And most of my family is like recovering alcoholics, you know, but or people that have, you know, we just had a lot of issues growing up. But, yeah, man, my sister had that. My brother was an alcoholic. I'm sober now, so everybody got my sister living by the interstate. I mean, just so close it is.
My sister living.
I mean, I'm just surprised that their house doesn't just get pulled over by a cop. They are right there.
I wanted to ask you, Theo, since you now rub elbows with celebrities, you have a hilarious story about Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
You got to meet the actual Brad Pitt.
Man, meet him. I just was infected by his vision.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen him in person. It's just like, I mean, it's just.
It is like a light shining
down.
Oh,
man. I thought he was on horseback. That's how stunning he was.
Legends of the Fall Style.
I had no idea if he was on horseback or not. I was literally standing next to him, talking to him, and petting an invisible horse at the same time.
How did you meet him?
I was literally walking into a building on the Fox Studios lot in Los Angeles, and there was another man walking up, and he just kept looking more and more familiar as he got closer. Uh-huh. And I get to the point where we're just close. We're both going to go into this building. There's double doors on the front of the building, and I realize it's Brad Pitt.
Like, just by himself?
Yeah, I'm like, this is where I meet Brad Pitt. Like, this is that moment we've all
been
waiting for. We've all been waiting for.
We have.
This isn't just my moment. This moment has been building on my back from generations of other people that have died and not been able to meet Brad Pitt.
Your dad.
My dad early. Like, meet Brad Pitt.
His last words.
His last words were,
do it for me.
Yeah.
Do me proud, son.
Yeah.
Come a little closer.
Did you initiate?
Well, I tried to open the door for us because one of us had to. It was just one of those things where somebody's going to open the door. And so I try to open it, but I pull on the one on the left. And, you know, like 4 years ago, people started locking the door on the left for some reason.
Yeah, I do. Man. I lock my left door.
Yeah, what a weirdo.
I don't know. I lock my left door all the time.
For safety.
I don't know. I have no
safety.
Idea.
Safety. Yeah. Like, they ain't going to pick the other door?
When I bought the bar, it was always locked, so I always locked the left door. I have no idea.
So people do that. So I start pulling the left door. And I realize it's locked, and I should just pull on the right, but I'm just entranced. I can't. I'm just stuck pulling. So I'm pulling on the left door.
And you need both doors because he's on horseback. Yeah. Yes. Of course.
He's on a horse. Of course.
Yeah. So I finally get a chance. He's like, "You got it?" He said, and I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." So I'm pulling the right door, and but I gotta look at him again. And so I like I like open the door and spin back at him the same time. And I'm like, "I used to work at a door store." That's what I told him. Like I couldn't.
That's what you told him.
That's what my just spirit told him.
A door store?
Yeah.
Like, Doors R Us?
Yeah. I know, yeah. Like Doors R Us, dude. Right next to Windows. Yeah, right next to Windows Plus.
Yeah.
So it's just a bizarre moment.
Oh my God.
But it's all that's in the Netflix special. If you want, there's also a clip of it I did on Arsenio where I tell the story. It's like a 6-minute story about me. And
Theo Von, dude, you're so hilarious. It's so nice to meet you. I watched you on TV. And I've seen cranktext.com is one of my favorites, by the way.
Oh, it's bizarre, man. Be careful out there texting strangers, dude.
Yeah. I tried that the other day because I just texted my phone number neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that? You just go, "Hey, text neighbor."
Oh, like one number off
yeah,
from
your text door neighbor.
No, I don't do that.
Really?
Nobody texted me back, Theo.
No. Oh, man. I texted over 50,000 numbers. I was in relationships. I was selling sod from Vietnam. And I would text, you know, a couple hundred in a group. And I'd be like, "Hey, it's Allison." And one person would write back like, "Allison Kingsman from blah, blah, blah."
Like, yes.
And I'm like, "Yes." And now you're Allison.
Yeah.
And now it's just a matter of what you do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so
and
great.
It got bizarre, man. I was in relationships with people in mental health facilities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, countless.
They have
feel guilt about that?
They get phones. Yeah. We're paying for them, too. Government's paying for
you
them.
You feel
dude.
Guilty about what? That when you pull something like that big of a gag?
At a certain point, I did. I would never get too edgy, but at some point, the people were creepy people.
I want to hear about this relationship with someone in a mental institution.
Oh, collegehumor.com was featuring him. That's how I found him. Yeah.
And you can check it out. I mean, just the website, cranktext.com, they're all on there. I ended up quitting because I felt like I was getting too dark in.
Right.
Yeah. It was an addictive.
Wow. You could probably get like a coffee table book, one of those picture books with all the pictures you got.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea, man. I mean, it got pretty, it got dark. I'm glad I'm out of it now.
Yeah.
But,
you got out of the game early, dude.
I got out of the game early.
Do you
early.
Have another addiction now?
I'm just moving from one to the next.
Yeah. Well, you just conquer the drug thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So now.
You got to replace it.
Comedy can be it. We'll make comedy your addiction. Check him out. Follow him at Theo Von on Twitter and Insta.
And I have Netflix, so I'm going to see your special.
There you go. Netflix and chill to me.
When does it come on?
It's
whenever
on.
You whenever you want,
Netflix,
Kelly.
Netflix, boo-boo.
That's the deal with Netflix.
It's already on?
Yeah.
That's the best about people like, what Netflix? What channel is
no,
it?
No, Theo, you don't know.
Is it a diorama?
No, I have Netflix. I've paid for it for 3 years and never watched
Will
it
you
until,
get in there,
until
boo?
Now.
Watch mine with your pants off, too. Watch mine with your pants off. It's better.
Why?
Everything's better with your pants off.
That's true.
You going to sit there and not enjoy something when you don't have your pants on?
Okay.
I can't even imagine that.
Okay.
I'll be there with you.
Maybe a roller coaster I wouldn't enjoy.
There you go. Yeah, what would you enjoy with your pants? Yeah.
Off?
Like what's better with your pants on? I'm trying to think of roller coaster
better
probably.
With my pants on?
Yeah. Thanksgiving dinner is probably better with my pants on.
That's a great call.
riding the bus?
Okay, so there's a few things.
All right.
Suspenders. Suspenders are better with your pants on.
Horseback.
I'll take the horse L here, guys.
We can't be perfect, Theo.
I'll take the L.
All right, check Theo Von out. Dude, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Give it up for Theo Von, everyone.
And I give it up for you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you give it up for us now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.